Hi everyone, welcome back to the Korea Herald's podcast. I'm Hong Yu, K-pop reporter from the Korea Herald, and today we're joined by our copy editor, Alice Yoon. Hi Alice!
Hello, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Doing pretty well.
Okay, so today we're going to be dealing with the article titled PSG's Lee Kang-in makes national squad despite Asian Cup dispute. 네, 오늘은 저희가 함께 다뤄볼 기사는 축구계를 뒤흔든 탁구 게이트의 중심에 섰던 이강인 선수가 대표팀이 발탁돼 3월 A매치에 출격한다는 내용인데요. So, do you know what this dispute was about?
Yeah, I read about it a little bit, but it's kind of interesting from, I'm an American, right? So it's interesting that this could be such a big deal, actually. I'm curious, you know, the dispute, maybe you can describe a little bit or,
well, I think many of our listeners might know about this dispute, but if you, I think our listeners, most of our listeners are Koreans.
But
the dispute was literally about Lee Kang-in wanting to play tennis. During dinner time when they were at the Asian Cup in Qatar. But the captain, Son Heung-min, wanted to keep the team together to amp up their teamwork. They kind of had trouble about that. And then that came quite a issue and went viral because of a local news report.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it was pretty sad because they worked really hard to get to the semifinals, but then this dispute came out,
making
their reputation go down.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's kind of curious to me. Yeah, interesting.
네, 그러면 저희 단어들 같이 보기 이전에 기사 원문부터 읽고 오겠습니다.
PSG's Lee Kang-in makes national squad despite Asian Cup dispute. South Korean men's national soccer team head coach Hwang Sun-hong announced his 23-man squad on Monday, which included Paris Saint-Germain midfielder Lee Kang-in, who fell from favor with the public for his recent scuffle with team captain Son Heung-min. The interim coach for the team acknowledged the public's concern over Lee and said addressing the issue could provide a chance to strengthen team chemistry. I've talked to both players, and resolving such conflict can bring the team closer together. What happened on the field should be resolved on the field, the 55-year-old said in a press conference at the Korea Football Association house in Seoul. South Korea is set to play Thailand twice later in the month for their Group C matches in the Asian qualifying tests for the 2026 World Cup. They will host Thailand at 8 p.m. on March 21st at Seoul World Cup Stadium before heading to Bangkok for a March 26th match at 9:30 p.m. The fans and the national team are hoping the team could rebound from the bitter memory of the Asian Football Confederation Asian Cup in Qatar last month, which entailed more than their 2-0 loss in the semifinals to Jordan.
South Korean men's national soccer team head coach Hwang Sun-hong announced his 23-man squad on Monday. 월요일에 한국 축구 국가대표팀의 감독이 황선홍은 그의 23명으로 이루어진 선수단을 발표했다. Which included Paris Saint-Germain midfielder Lee Kang-in, who fell from favor with the public for his recent scuffle with team captain Son Heung-min. 그리고 그 선수단에는 최근에 Son Heung-min 팀 주장과 실랑이를 일으켜서 대중으로부터 총애를 잃은 파리 생제르만 미드필더 선수 이강인이 포함되어 있었다. 우선 처음으로 보고자 한 단어는 squad라는 단어고 이거는 팀, 선수단을 말하는 건데요.
Right. In sports, a squad is a group of players from which a team is chosen for a particular game or match.
Yeah. 그리고 다음은 scuffle, 실랑이 또는 옥신각신함을 표현하는 단어입니다.
Yes, scuffle is a short and not very violent fight or struggle. So you could use it at, like, for example, maybe you could use it like perhaps at a protest. I don't know. Like, that seems a little bit, it's hard to imagine a scuffle breaking out at a protest, but you could, in theory, have a scuffle between the police and the demonstrators.
When I was preparing for the podcast, I wanted to deal with this expression. I thought it was quite interesting. Fall from favor with a person. So that's kind of a new expression for maybe most of our listeners. 대중의 총애를 잃다라는 표현을, 그러니까 뜻을 갖고 있는 표현인데요.
Okay, fell from favor. Well, it means basically, falling is like just, you know, to fall away, like, and then, how would I explain? To fall from favor means like somebody is not liked very much by that person anymore for some incident, some problem caused them to not be liked anymore by, in this case, it was the public.
네, 그래서 이런 표현법 같은 경우도 뭐 좀 좋아하는 연예인이나 아니면 뭐 선수나 아니면 뭐 정치인이나 이런 사람을 대상으로 표현을 할 때 이제 그 사람이 좀 대중들의 지지와 뭐 총애를 잃었다라고 표현을 할 때 쓰는 그 표현법이라고 하니까요. 좀 잘 알아두시면 도움이 되실 것 같습니다.
Yeah, I think that word is generally, or that expression, to fall from favor, is used when you have somebody who's in a higher position.
Yes.
And like then there's somebody in a lower position, right? So you could say he fell out of favor with his boss, for example, as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
네, 그러면 저 이어서 두 번째 문장 보겠습니다. The interim coach for the team acknowledged the public's concern over Lee. 이강인에 대한 대중들의 걱정을 대표팀의 임시 감독은 인지하고 있다. And said addressing the issue could provide a chance to strengthen team chemistry. 그리고 그가 말하기를 그 문제를 다루는 것은 팀의 화합을 강화시키기 위한 기회를 줄 수도 있을 것이다. I've talked to both players. 나는 두 선수 모두와 이야기를 나눴고, and resolving such conflict can bring the team closer together. 그리고 그 문제를 해결하는 것이 팀을 더 단단하게 만들 수 있다. What happened on the field should be resolved on the field. 필드에서 일어난 일들은 필드에서 해결되어야 한다라고 the 55-year-old said in a press conference at the Korea Football Association House in Seoul. 서울에서 있었던 축협 기자회견에서 그는 말했다. 라고 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 다뤄볼 단어는 interim, 중간 또는 임시, 과도회라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
So interim is meaning to intended to last only for a short time until something or someone more permanent is introduced. So you could say an interim government or an interim report or that person holds the post on an interim basis. For example, this coach.
Okay, so instead of interim coach, can we also say substitute coach?
The substitute would be more like, substitute coach, I think, would be like replacing temporarily the regular coach. But the interim coach is more like there's no coach right now.
So this
person is holding the position for a little while until there's like a more permanent coach found.
Okay, I understand. So the next word, resolve, 문제 등을 해결하다라는 뜻을 갖고 있는 단어인데요.
Yep. So to resolve means to find an acceptable solution to a problem or a difficulty, to resolve an issue, to resolve a dispute. Here we have to resolve a conflict, right?
그러면 이어서 세 번째 문장 보도록 하겠습니다. South Korea is set to play Thailand twice later in the month for their Group C matches in the Asian qualifying test for the 2026 World Cup. 2026년 월드컵 아시아 예선전에서 그룹 C전을 위해서 한국 팀은 이번 달에 태국과 두 차례의 게임을 할 예정이다. 경기를 할 예정이다. They will host Thailand at 8 p.m. on March 21st at Seoul World Cup Stadium before heading to Bangkok for a March 26th match at 9:30 p.m. 방콕으로 3월 26일 밤 9시 반 경기를 위해서 가기 이전에 3월 21일 서울 월드컵 경기장에서 저녁 8시에 있을 8시에 태국과 경기가 있을 예정이다. 그래서 여기서 qualify라는 단어는 자격 또는 자격증을 얻다, 취득하다라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Mm-hmm. So qualify means to reach the standard of ability or knowledge needed to do a particular job. So you can use it in terms of qualifying for a specific tournament in sports, or you can use it for like qualifying via an exam. For example, he qualified as a doctor. He's qualified to be a doctor. So yeah, to reach a certain standard to perform a certain job.
Mm-hmm. 그리고 이어서 match, 경기 또는 시합이라는 단어인데요.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a lot of our listeners have heard already of match, but in sports, I think it's also often a British English term. Generally in, I guess, the UK, people would say a football match, whereas in North America, probably people would say a tennis match.
Oh, okay.
Of course, yeah, a soccer match as well. But often people just say game, I would say, in the United States. But,
그래서 yeah. 방금 설명해 주시기를 match라는 단어가 경기랑 시합을 뜻하지만 보통 이제 영국에서 그런 스포츠 경기를 표현을 할 때 match라는 단어를 쓰고 미국에서는 match라는 단어보다 game이라는 단어를 더 이런 스포츠 경기를 표현할 때 더 많이 쓴다고 말씀해 주셨습니다. 그럼 이어서 저희 마지막 문장 같이 보도록 하겠습니다. The fans and the national team are hoping the team could rebound from the bitter memory of the Asian Football Confederation Asian Cup in Qatar last month, which entailed more than their 2-0 loss in the semifinals to Jordan. 네, 그래서 팬과 국가대표팀은 대표팀이 지난달 카타르에 있었던 아시안컵의 씁쓸한 기억으로부터 회복할 수 있기를 바라고 있다. 그리고 그 which 이하가 그 기억에 대한 설명을 해주고 있는데 그 기억이 요르단에서 요르단에게 준결승전에서 2-0으로 진 것보다 더 많은 것을 수반하고 있다라고 말해주고 있습니다. 여기서 rebound.
Yeah.
공 등이 어떤 것을 치고 다시 튀어나오다라는 뜻인데요.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say rebound is very often used in sports. Like it means to, I believe, like when you're in basketball, for example, throwing the ball into the net and it doesn't go into the net, but it bounces back. Mm-hmm. People say like he got the rebound or he caught the rebound. On the rebound, he tried to throw it again or whatever. So it's like when the ball bounces back. In this case, it's used in a more abstract sense, mm-hmm. talking about the team itself kind of bouncing back mm-hmm. from this bitter memory of this Asian Football Confederation Asian Cup situation.
So in this case, it'd be like recover from the bitter memory, right?
Yeah, like if you think about this bouncing back to, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly, to being in a better state, yeah, to recover, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. The next word, entail, 수반하다라는 뜻인데요.
Yeah, so entail means to involve something that cannot be avoided. So it's a little bit more than involve, I guess, but just a little bit. So, for example, this job or any job, you could say, entails a lot of hard work.
So a lot of hard work follows after the...
Yeah, so it involves hard work, and it can't be avoided. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a little bit of negative meaning, I guess, slightly. Okay. What is it?
So yeah. 방금 설명해 주시기를 이 단어 자체가 좀 부정적인...
Slightly,
내포하고 있다고 말씀해 주셨습니다. Yeah, because that's actually what the Korean definition also said. It has a negative intonation to the word.
Right.
네, 그러면 저희 기사 원문 다시 한번 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
PSG's Lee Kang-in makes national squad despite Asian Cup dispute. South Korean men's national soccer team head coach Hwang Sun-hong announced his 23-man squad on Monday, which included Paris Saint-Germain midfielder Lee Kang-in, who fell from favor with the public for his recent scuffle with team captain Son Heung-min. The interim coach for the team acknowledged the public's concern over Lee and said addressing the issue could provide a chance to strengthen team chemistry. I've talked to both players, and resolving such conflict can bring the team closer together. What happened on the field should be resolved on the field, the 55-year-old said in a press conference at the Korea Football Association house in Seoul. South Korea is set to play Thailand twice later in the month for their Group C matches in the Asian qualifying tests for the 2026 World Cup. They will host Thailand at 8 p.m. on March 21st at Seoul World Cup Stadium before heading to Bangkok for a March 26th match at 9:30 p.m. The fans and the national team are hoping the team could rebound from the bitter memory of the Asian Football Confederation Asian Cup in Qatar last month, which entailed more than their 2-0 loss in the semifinals to Jordan.
Okay, 저희 이번 에피소드도 여기까지고요. 저희 팟캐스트 잘 들으셨길 바라고 저희는 다음 주 목요일에 아니 이번 주 목요일에 새로운 에피소드로 찾아뵙도록 하겠습니다.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Welcome to the Korea Herald Podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각을 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.